Welcome to The Right Moment, a podcast by TAG Heuer, where we talk about topics that bring us together and inspire us. We meet visionaries from TAG Heuer and LVMH to uncover insights, challenges, advice, and defining moments that have shaped professional journeys. This is a new adventure that you can discover each month with episodes in French or English. From personal development to entrepreneurship, including corporate social responsibility and watchmaking. This is where we create the right moments to discuss about topics that matter. I am Kim Kassa, Talent Development Manager, your host for the episodes in English. And this is The Right Moment. This month, we're talking about career development and professional growth. Today, we wanted to talk about one of the most crucial concerns in the workplace for individuals. Research has shown that over the past few years, how career development opportunities can significantly boost people's engagement, increase retention, improve productivity, performance, and so on. And this is something we also notice here at TAG Heuer. In 2024, our company launched a global survey named Your Voice, Your Power, to listen to our people and to better understand their needs. Career and professional growth were part of the key priorities for our employees. So when thinking about building this first episode, it was an easy choice to start with this topic and more specifically, to focus on the how. How can you boost your career? We have our guest Andrew in a couple of minutes who will join me to share his career story. But before that, I wanted to take this opportunity to highlight some internal tools that are already available for our employees. Some of you may know, but for those who don't, TAG Heuer is a Swiss watchmaking company of 2,000 plus employees with an international presence, and we are part of LVMH Group. LVMH is a leader in the luxury industry with 75 plus brands worldwide, which makes it such a big playground when it comes to career and evolution. Over the past few years, many organizations have made a conscious choice to empower their people and to encourage them to sit on the driver's side when it comes to their careers. Today, careers can have so many different looks. A marketing manager can become a commercial director. A sales associate in a boutique can become a talent acquisition partner in an HR department. And there are so many cross-departmental examples such as these. In 2024, many people took advantage of career mobility at TAG Heuer. We had 261 internal moves showcasing people switching teams, roles, and locations. In 2025, we will be introducing more resources to help facilitate internal moves, but more on that in later episodes. One learning platform we love is LinkedIn Learning, one which all of our employees have licenses for. It covers a large range of topics from soft skills such as leadership and communication, all the way to technical skills like data analysis and AI. For listeners outside the company, there are plenty of great tools available to explore your next move. Career boards, public learning platforms, and networking groups are fantastic starting points. If you're currently trying to figure all of this out, I think it's key to remember that every journey is unique. Not all paths will necessarily look the same. And talking about unique professional journey, I now have the pleasure to welcome the guest of our first episode, our Northeast Regional Retail Director of TAG Heuer Americas, Andrew Galchinsky. Hi, Andrew, and welcome to the Right Moment podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to share my journey.
Let's kick it off with having you introduce yourself and tell us about your career journey.
Sure. My name is Andrew Galchinsky. I'm the retail director for TAG Heuer, covering the Northeast region for the Americas. I have 13 years been with the brand and about 22 years in the watch industry. Within that time frame, I've had several different positions and career pathways that led me to where I'm today. My first journey really began in the retail environment. I first worked for Tommy Hilfiger and Club Monaco, and then I was recruited by Seiko Corporation of America to work in their outlet flagship store in New Jersey. From there, I came across an opportunity to work for TAG Heuer. It was a difficult decision for me to make at the time, but I decided to go with my gut reaction and take the role in TAG Heuer. So that would basically kick off my 13-year career at TAG Heuer. Within the brand, I was first started as a boutique manager, then transitioned over to an account executive in the wholesale environment, then took on the role of training manager for all of the Americas, and then finally led me to where I am today as a retail director for the Northeast region of the Americas.
Okay, great. A lot of moves within your 13 years at TAG Heuer. Would you mind sharing your motivation behind these transitions between the roles?
Absolutely. So for me, I come from a family of three older brothers. So things like competition and achievement have always been the driving force for me. For me, I did look at my career, and whenever those opportunities did come across it, I did take a moment to think of what would be the growth opportunity for me with these roles. So the first one being the main transition over from Seiko, where I worked there for 9 years, and then jumping into a completely different brand, a higher level, a luxury timepieces, and really a completely different part of the country. I was living in New Jersey at the time and had to move to Orlando, Florida for that opportunity. So for me, the motivation was really about focusing on how I can improve my career, what different skill sets I can learn, how I can take my current skill sets and strengths and apply them and see how far I can reach when it comes to achievements.
That's a great mindset to have, Andrew. Thank you for that. I'm sure that there were a few challenges along the way. What would you say were or was the biggest challenge you faced during these moves?
Yeah. So with every single one of the opportunities that came across, each one presented itself not only as an opportunity, but also as a challenge, in my opinion. Going back to that very first one, the challenge there was really relocating, moving to a different state that I didn't really have a foothold in. Didn't have any family or friends there. Like I said, it was a lot of high expectations. So it did come with a lot of what I would call sacrifice or maybe implied pressure. The other challenges I had going from retail to wholesale was that it was a completely different universe for me as well. It was basically changing career paths midway in the middle of my career with TAG Heuer. After 3.5 years to switch over from retail to wholesale, it was a big thing. I had to do a lot of learnings, a lot of approaches to the business in a different way. And I had to make sure to keep an open mind to absorb and not necessarily have my past experiences kind of blindly guide me through the new opportunities. Same thing when it came to the training role. It was a new departments that we were creating here at TAG Heuer. So the expectations were really very high, but also sought after in a way that wasn't quite clear necessarily. There wasn't any examples previously to go off of this within TAG Heuer of how does the training department function? What are some of the roles? What are some of the things that we can do? So it was a lot of building it from scratch along with my colleagues and my other team members on that team to really develop it and grow it to the department that it is today. And then finally, going back to the retail side of things, the challenge here was I've learned so much from the other roles. What is the best things to take away from those roles and how do I apply it so that it is a way to improve the current retail director role?
And after you overcame these challenges with each opportunity, how did you know that you made the right move, that you made the right choice?
Well, it's a very good question. And I think this question is something that people think about even before taking on an opportunity or a challenge. Really, honestly, it's about analyzing and what I like to reference with hindsight. One of my best friends and colleagues always uses the word hindsight when it comes to analyzing his parts of his life, his business. So for here, you don't really understand the decision-making and the result of that choice until you're a little bit into that choice. But it's really good to go back and kind of look back at the moments that you prepared before it, during it, and after it to really see whether it was a successful choice for you or not. And in my opinion, I do look at every opportunity, every career growth path, even if it didn't work out for you, as a way to kind of absorb and learn something that you can apply to perhaps your next opportunity or your next career path.
What advice would you give to someone listening right now who's thinking about making a move but feels unsure or insecure about making this move?
Yeah, and I think this is the most impactful part for me. When I was making some of my earlier decisions and moves, I think the world was a little bit different. I know it's a cliche that we hear, but we didn't have access to all the sources, information, networking that we do now. But to me, I think I will say three things. The first one for me was really to trust yourself, to believe in your own abilities, to lean into your strengths, to understand who you are as a person or who you are at work, and really lean into those strengths to help guide you to making that right decision. The second one I would say is resources. To utilize every and any access point that we have, whether it's networking with professionals and colleagues, whether it's built-in tools that the company that you're applying for or the role that you're going for has already in the company that you can utilize, or even like friends and family and other work peers too. In the case of a promotion or a new job or a new role or new company, if the choice is made and you go forward with that role, in most cases, the company and the people around the company want to see you be successful. They want to help you and they want to support you in that journey. So for me, that'll be rule number two or point number two. And the third one is really about, as you're going for a new opportunity, to really make sure that you're doing it for yourself and for the right reasons. So a lot of times these opportunities arise and we look at them as ways to better our family, better our friends, better the situation that we have, make more money, progress in our career. But if you take all the other obligations away and you only focus on, does this role make more sense to me if it's only about me and you know, and my career path? And if the answer is yes, then I feel like most cases you won't have that negative doubt of the sacrifices that you're making because you're only thinking about the potential behind that opportunity.
Wow, that's really powerful. You talked a bit about trusting your own gut, which is amazing. You've also talked a bit about support systems. Do you have a go-to person or a mentor of sorts that you lean on when times get tough?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I would say I have probably more mentors than the mentors think that I have. So what I mean by that is, there are a lot of colleagues or professionals or leaders or people even in my past roles or past jobs that I still confide in, right? They have a skill set or talent, or I've always found their advice to be smart and helpful. So even without them realizing, yes, I have a lot of mentors. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing to keep networking, to keep these people close to you. Of course, there's official mentoring programs that a lot of companies do as well, which does, you know, also help as well. But I do think I have more than a few mentors that have helped me along my way.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. And more mentors than mentors. No, that's a great line. Andrew, the right moment is the name of this podcast. So I'm wondering, was there a right moment for you when thinking about your journey and the moves you experienced?
It's a very good question. I do know that there's a few cliches out there that people say, you know, opportunity does come knocking and you can't really, prepare for it. But I do think that it's a combination of understanding where you're currently at in your role, what parts of that role that you have successfully either mastered or you feel very confident in, then to see what the fulfillment factor is within your current role. Is it still satisfying you? Is it still giving you a tremendous fulfillment in your life? And if there is any doubt there or there's room that you want more, I think that is sort of what I reference when it comes to that gut reaction. It's a little bit of understanding where you currently are and how, you know, how your workflow is and how confidently you conduct your role now. And then also the hunger for something else.
Can you talk to us about that gut reaction a little bit more? Was there ever a time where it led you to a great opportunity?
I would say absolutely. I do want to reference, you know, some of the earlier moves that I made as well. Going quickly back to the first one from Seiko to Tag Heuer. This was really early in my career. And not really having friends or colleagues or family that have experienced that or have shown me that they did that before, it was really a case of everyone that I know in my personal circle were really people that grew up in the same state or town that they live in, work in that town, find a job and kind of stay there. So for me, the fact of having to move and everything like that, I couldn't really leverage the support system as much. Of course, I had people that were all for it and they said, yes, I think you're going to do great. I had people that were a little bit more doubting. They were saying, I don't know, this is a big move. You're going to be in a different state, a different company. You're not sure. You don't know them. You worked for Seiko for so long. So there was a lot of this balance that I had to kind of figure out. And it really wasn't until that gut feeling came inside of me to say, listen, I've been at Seiko for 9 years. You know, I've had tremendous success here. I do like what I do. I love what I do. But I didn't want to have the feeling of regretting not knowing what would happen if I didn't go for that opportunity. But I do think when you feel it as an individual, to kind of latch on to that.
I want to thank you, Andrew, for joining us today. You've given some really great insight into career development and professional growth. As someone who has had a lot of growth within TagQueer, we really appreciate your advice. So thank you again for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Kim. I had an amazing time sharing my journey. I hope that, for those out there that are looking for an opportunity or have something coming up, to really take a good look at the opportunities. They are magical when they do come out and they do work out.
Thank you, Andrew. It is almost the end of this episode. And in this podcast, we'd like to conclude the conversation with questions that our employees or listeners have for us. Our first question: how do I know if I'm ready for a big career move? Okay, great question. One way to gauge readiness is to ask yourself if you've mastered your current roles and responsibilities. If you feel there's little left to learn, it might be time for a new challenge. But remember, you don't need to feel completely ready. Growth happens during the process. It's okay to feel a little nervous. That's a natural part of growth, but try to overcome that fear. Exploring opportunities, and don't be afraid to ask for feedback. You can also talk to a mentor, manager, or a colleague that you trust to get their perspective. At TagQueer, for instance, we do have a mentorship program called Grow that I know has received very positive feedbacks and has helped build connections cross-departmentally and even cross-culturally. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Right Moment, a podcast by TagQueer. We hope you feel inspired. Once again, I'd like to thank our guests for joining us. If you have any questions, feel free to send them to us at the email address therightmoment@tagqueer.com, and we'll answer as many as possible next time. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It really makes a difference. We'll be back in no time with another episode of The Right Moment in English or French. See you soon.